With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Always dangerous to tread in these waters, but we are through the first big wave of free agency, the first week of free agency, and it was a doozy. Number of players, three players, landed nine-figure deals. Some of the league's best running backs joined rivals, and up-and-comers aggressively sprint on upgrades. Along the way, it's clear who the NFL biggers and winners and losers are thus far. But there's more to be done, and you have to put it in perspective to where the teams are or not. So, looking at the first few days of free agency can be very dangerous. But in 2 years, most of those deals will be guaranteed money. The guaranteed money will expire, and the market will again be flooded with some of these names. So let's just take a look at the early winners and losers in free agency to this point. That is the topic on today's Landry Football Podcast, part of the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. A reminder, if you want detailed breakdowns of all these signings, all of these contracts, we got it covered for you at LandryFootball.com. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. It's football, college, NFL, from a playing, coaching, and scouting perspective. LandryFootball.com. And if it involves players, teams, coaches, schemes, college or NFL level, we got you covered. LandryFootball.com on the college or NFL level. Take advantage of the scouting season offer that we have right now. Also, a reminder to check out the monthly package, which is less than $10 a month, the six-month package, which is cheaper than the monthly package. The scouting season offer is the best one. It's the 12-month package. And it's not just for the scouting season. It'll take you through the remainder of the scouting season, the business season of NFL and college football, but it'll take you all the way 12 months, all the way through next football season. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com, as we said. So, mentioned first few days of free agency can be a little bit precarious. The cycle of chasing top free agents is very fulfilling for the media and the fans because the news cycle's fun to speculate. And I always say, and I always caution, beware. Usually what happens is you overspend at this time. You get into some cap difficulty. It affects your ability to keep good players that you drafted. But people are in a win-now mode. I mean, if you're a bad team, you got to turn it around quickly. If you're a team that's pretty good, you got to get over the hump, get into the playoffs, make a run quickly. If you're a team that's maybe a playoff caliber, you got to win now, win a Super Bowl mentality. Pardon me. So free agency is a way to help your team, but it also can set your team back if you've done a poor job. Let's take, though, a look at some teams that I think have done a good job to this point. Go to some winners and losers. We'll kind of flip around a little bit. And there's some different, not just teams, but some, I think, losers maybe in positions and what have you. Houston Texans, a thrilling 23 season. Got their quarterback. got their great defensive stalwart, got a bright young head coach. A lot of cap allowed the Texans to overhaul their woeful defensive personnel. They started slowly. They watched edge rusher Jonathan Grenard bolt to Minnesota, but quickly recovered with some good deals. They needed help in the running game after Damian Pierce turned into a plotter in 2023, and Devin Singletary signed with the Giants. They wisely snatched up Joe Mixon from the Bengals for a seventh-round pick. Mixon, one of the more effective receiving backs in the NFL, will benefit from Houston's play-action-heavy scheme and excellent tackles that they have. After shoring up most of their offensive needs, they replaced Grenard with someone slightly better equipped to contribute right away without giving a long-term commitment. Getting Danielle Hunter on a two-year, $49 million deal is a premium in the short term, but that's the flexibility Houston can afford with Stroud on an affordable rookie deal. Hunter ranked fifth with 16.5 sacks last year and added four forced fumbles. The best under-the-radar move was in the first wave of free agency might have been nabbing DeNico Autry. He is able to play on the edge or at tackle. He's been fantastic over the last 7 years. He quietly produced 11.5 sacks for Tennessee, proving to age gracefully. Houston's playmaking on both sides of the ball has markedly improved already. A loser would be the veteran receiver market. Free agency class is going to suffer when the ensuing draft class is strong. The 24 wide receiver rookie group might be as good as it's been in about a decade. Teams are spending like that's the case. As of the official start of free agency on Wednesday afternoon, Calvin Ridley's four-year, $92 million deal from Tennessee is the only huge contract. Donnell Moody, Gabe Davis got short-term deals for easy ways for their teams to escape after year one. Jerry Jeudy was moved for a late-round pick. The Chargers released Mike Williams as the teams were reluctant to trade for this massive salary. they released him. Marquise Brown is still fighting to maximize his offers. And we might wait for the Michael Thomas, Odell Beckham, Tyler Boyd group to make a move. Sandy, the Chargers making a move, trading one of their receivers to Chicago as well. Outstanding receiver. So you're seeing, I think, people looking at the market, and we always try to explain it's supply and demand in everything in any business market. Pardon me. So running backs are devalued because there are more of them to do what you'd like a guy to do. But guys that are really good, and if you got the cap room, you can certainly plug in at the right price. Saquon Barkley got a huge deal, but that's the anomaly. Not because the running back position is less important, although you can say compared to the 70s, when the offenses were built around two-back, running back, running game, throw the ball 12, 15 times a game tops, and you run the football 30, that's not the world we live in, so to some degree. But the backs are still important in today's game, but their roles have changed, and they're more plentiful. The backs are more plentiful out of college, in the NFL. And so if you've got a lot of supply, then the demand factor is, look, it's just you're going to have other options. It's supply and demand. It's why quarterbacks and pass rushers, big guys and quarterbacks go high. Well, receivers get paid. Receivers make a lot of money. But look at the veteran receiver class, as I just mentioned. They're not getting the big bucks. Why? It's a really good crop of receivers coming out of college. So you have cheaper options, maybe even better options. That's why we are seeing the moves that we're that are being made. pardon me. Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins are big winners. I know there's an investigation going on about tampering, and we'll see how that plays out, exactly what happened. But I do think
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Kirk Cousins will fit into Zach Robinson's offensive system. And the upside justifies the cost the Falcons ponied up. $100 million guaranteed is a lot for a 36-year-old coming off an Achilles. And I mentioned that that contract wasn't one of the contracts. It was surprising that he got as much. But we know that Kirk has gotten a lot throughout his career. But getting this much this time at 36, coming off an Achilles, little bit much. He might turn in to be the best play yet in a loaded offense that, to me, I think is trying to get a little bit more speed. Getting Rondale Moore helps. It takes Atlanta out of the running back, out of the quarterback business for the 2024 class. They would have been stuck probably getting the fourth or fifth best guy on their board at that position, with the defense definitely needing more help on the edge. They can use those assets to give Raheem Morris a competent unit on that side of the ball. Another loser would be Justin Fields, the trade market for Justin Fields. It disappeared almost overnight. The Falcons were always the best natural landing spot for Fields in terms of talent, team need on offense, with a ton of young talent being near his hometown. However, Fields' other potential landing spots weren't thrilled about the possible pairing. The Steelers quickly signed Russell Wilson after the Broncos released him, signed him on the cheap, no doubt. As soon as Cousins committed to his new team, Las Vegas and Minnesota opted for Gardner Minshew and Sam Darnold, respectively, for different type roles. Denver is the only team in the league without a clear starter and the pathway to drafting one in the top 10 right now. It's still a possible team like, you know, Seattle, although I don't think Seattle is going to make the move now, because in fact, I know they're not going to make the move now. Sam Howell's been brought in as a backup. Don't think they're going to, a team like that's going to make a move. The less a team has to give up for Fields, the less committed they're likely to be in the long term. It's clear no one is willing to dive headfirst into marrying Fields, and that puts the future as a starter on hold. The winners in the free agent class, and again, supply and demand, right? Rushers and blockers. The running back market is depressed enough. And again, if you look at the running back class, not great. Probably not a first-round graded guy. So if one, and again, we'll only have about 18 to 20 first-round grades, you're going to have a number of second-round graded running backs. You might have one go in the first round, but they're not the elite guys. A guy like Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Swift, each receive deals worth at least $8 million annually. Austin Eckler, Zach Moss, and Devin Singletary also found big paydays. So again, this front will go back to what's changed, Chris? Why is the running back market? Supply and demand. Not as many running backs available that people are excited about. So the free agent market had some good ones. And I'm talking about in the draft, and a lot, not only guys that they were excited about. Even getting, you know, the teams acted in free agency because of the draft class. You know, Houston could have waited on Joe Mixon's release, but instead inherited a $6.1 million cap hit in 24. Moss and Singletary were rotational starters in 23, but that will score at least $4 million each year. So much of the position being devalued, it's about supply and demand again, and we're seeing that. The even bigger winner is the interior offensive line market. It's a major development to see Robert Hunt, Damian Lewis, $100 million and $53 million respectively from Carolina. Jonah Jackson and Kevin Dotson, $51 million and $48 million respectively, all get the big money. Guards are no longer an afterthought for teams. Center Lord Cushenberry also received $50 million from Tennessee. Expect to see more guards selected in the first round of the upcoming draft as the days of finding value free agents at this position are gone. A team that I thought missed the boat a little bit was the Steelers. Instead of chasing Cousins or going with a young dynamic quarterback in Fields, they chose to hedge by signing Russell Wilson to compete with Kenny Pickett. Wilson was so bad in Denver that Sean Payton reduced his role to throwing behind the line of scrimmage in almost 30% of his snaps. He does not make the Steelers a contender. He is only going to be a distraction, only going to be a problem, only I don't know that he's going to alienate that locker room like he did the other two places, but it's going to cause potential problem. I think that the best chance is Arthur Smith developing Kenny Pickett. You're not going to develop.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not going to be able to develop Russell Wilson in anything more than what he is or has always been. Now we'll see a Steeler offense with Wilson or Pickett under center and without Deontay Johnson in the slot. Johnson was traded to Carolina for Dante Jackson. Though Johnson has his flaws, he consistently found a lot of open space and was productive in his role. They also committed, the Steelers did, $41 million over 3 years to linebacker Patrick Queen. This is an awful deal. Queen's impact is less impressive than his raw numbers might suggest. He clearly benefited from playing next to Roquan Smith and behind Justin Madubuike. His pass coverage numbers are especially concerning for a defense that already struggles with speed in its back seven. He allowed a very high completion rate, more of a box player who thrives downhill. That's fine, but you don't pay the contract they did for a guy like that. Winner, Bryce Young got some help. Carolina Panthers spent as much as they did on Hunt and Lewis was wise. But they're replicating what their division rival did for more than a decade. When New Orleans had Drew Brees, the team prioritized paying interior linemen. Very important to understand. When you have sharp quarterbacks, the guards take on more importance than other positions. I'm not saying it's more important than tackle. Got to have good tackles. I don't care who you are. But the premium for guards when you have a sharp quarterback are more important than the premium put on guards for teams that have a normal size quarterback height-wise. And the reason is the pressure comes from the middle. Seeing over the middle is so important. If you don't have elite guard play, you're in trouble. That's why Carolina put a lot of money into Hunt and Lewis, did what the Saints did with Drew Brees when they had probably the two best guards in the league for a stretch. How Carolina uses a second-round pick it acquired in the Brian's Burns trade could also help Young. Adding a center like Jackson Powers Johnson or Zach Frazier would completely overhaul this position group and at least give a start to trying to help Bryce Young develop. Another loser again is the Dallas Cowboys. You know, being all in, they didn't have a ton of money to work with. The extensions with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb would have helped. Don't know with the off-the-field problems with Dak Prescott that's being investigated. I don't know anything about that, and I don't want to speculate or even talk about it. But to only to this degree, might it have an effect on their willingness to go forward with Dak Prescott in a new deal? Probably not, but I think if they don't, it could tell you something about maybe what's going on behind the scenes with maybe this investigation. But they got Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Parsons. Look, they watched Tyron Smith and Tony Pollard hit the open market, and they failed to land Moss. Dorrance Armstrong and his 21 sacks in the last 3 years also left. The Wednesday evening signing of Eric Kendricks will only help so much. Now a worse team in terms of talent, and without defense coordinator Dan Quinn, they're further down the NFC pecking order. There's no question. And the future is not really good because they've got to make a decision or at least reduce the cap number for Dak. And they can't do that without an extension. Do they sit there and play it out for a year? And then they're starting over in a year. That's not the win now mode that Jerry Jones is in. Again, I wouldn't call it dysfunction, but poorly organized, poor football acumen at the top of this organization continues to hurt. The Cowboys are not what the media says, this ultra-talented team that should make a playoff run every year and make a run at the Super Bowl. They're not that good. They're not nearly as good personnel as people think. They've been very weak at defending the run. It was exposed in the playoffs by Green Bay, and it's going to be exposed by anybody that's in the playoff that's really good. Now, you can skirt teams here or there in the regular season, and you might be able to get a game in the playoffs where you have the right type of matchup where your speed will win out. Or your offense is so explosive that you can take a good running team out of their running game because they have no choice but to abandon the run. That's difficult to do in the playoffs. Most playoff games are close to some degree. And if you can soften up this defense, that's a problem. Eric Kendricks is going to be sold as the savior to the defense. Nonsense. He is a stopgap, short-term, decent add. Doesn't help the interior of their defense. The defense is weaker today than it was in the playoffs, and it's really not any better at stopping the run. A lot of free agency left. Not that the Cowboys can be active in it due to their cap situation. So they're in a pickle, and they're in a problem. They've got to figure out, they've got to draft well, fix it through the draft, maybe bargain basement free agents. They've got to hit it right. And when have the Cowboys hit it right? It's going to be interesting to see. A reminder, you want more detailed breakdowns on everything free agency and everything NFL. Everything college football, you name it, we got it. LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the scouting season offer today. It's the best deal that we've got going. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com. Appreciate you joining us. Spread the word about Landry Football Podcast Network. Subscribe, like, and share the Landry Football Podcast Network on Apple, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, have you heard the Virginia Lottery has a new Willy Wonka golden ticket scratcher that has a top prize of $100,000?
Tell that to my automated golden ticket scratcher apparatus. You simply put the ticket in here and the machine scratches it for you. And while we wait, we can play the Willy Wonka golden ticket online game with a top prize of $1 million. Just visit VALottery.com or use the lottery app.
That's one impressive scratcher apparatus.
Use it whenever. What's mine is yours. But hands off the scratcher. That Willy Wonka golden ticket is all mine.